This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Australian Chamber Orchestra. The power of strings, the core of symphonies, quartets, and concerti, the center of so much of our favorite music. Where would we be without them? Few ensembles have strings closer to their heart than the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Through adventurous arrangements and chamber orchestra classics, bridging eras through a core of 17 string players. In tonight's program, hear Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart through the lens of a chamber orchestra. It's the Australian Chamber Orchestra and Richard Tognetti with the Celebrity Series of Boston on WCRB in concert. I'm Jessie Jacobs. The Australian Chamber Orchestra has paved their way through arrangements and new works since 1965. They performed more than 100 times in the last year, at home in Australia, on top of international touring. And their goal is always the same, to share dynamic programs with a heart centered on strings. In a conversation with WCRB's Brian McCreath, Artistic Director Richard Tognetti described some of the challenges string orchestras face.
When you look at it, a chamber orchestra really has very little indigenous music to play, you know, particular to the chamber orchestra. So we have to invent and create, rearrange things, arrange things, transcribe things. And so it keeps us on our toes. And as Haydn said, when he was stuck on that swamp in Esterhazy, he said he was forced to be original. So it's an integral part. We're always looking at new things.
And so interpretations have become a specialty for the Australian Chamber Orchestra. With an arsenal of arrangements, they focus on giving new life to old favorites and bridging Baroque masterpieces with contemporary classics. The program you're about to hear is no different.
Bach is arranged out of the fugue. Mozart, I can't but help say that when you play on a grand piano, it's an arrangement. It's for a totally different instrument. And then, of course, the Beethoven Opus 130 with the Grosse Fugue is an arrangement.
The first work on this program, Bach's The Art of the Fugue, is a perfect candidate for interpretation. Bach left no indication of the instrument it was meant for. Not really unusual for the time, but something that allows for all sorts of arranging and rearranging. From this set of 16 short pieces, each of them a numbered contrapunctus, the ACO has arranged four selections. The first, simple and straightforward. The second, spirited and rhythmic. The third, with a theme that points in the opposite direction from before, up where it went down, down where it went up. And the fourth, with the added fun of jazzy inspiration from the Swingle Singers. Here are contrapunctus 1 through 4 from Bach's The Art of the Fugue, performed by the Australian Chamber Orchestra and Artistic Director Richard Tognetti on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Bach's The Art of the Fugue, Contrapuntis 1 through 4 with the Australian Chamber Orchestra and Richard Tognetti on WCRB in concert, completes with singing string players. The Art of the Fugue shows us a lot about Bach's last decade of composing, a lot about Bach's entire musical life, really. It shows us the things Bach achieved up until that point and all the things he was exploring and considering during his final decade. But the way he left the Art of the Fugue leaves a lot of freedom for performers to explore and experiment, something that Tognetti considered for tonight's performance.
My approach to the Art of the Fugue is if you just simply play it in the sort of mock Tudor style of the early music movement of the 1970s, you're missing out on quite a lot. I take it even further. So we start off, if you like, with that sort of hip, clear sound, but then I move all the way through to the large, long line of Stokowski using vibrato to move the air in the hall. And then the last movement, I'm more inspired by the Swingle Singers and Wendy Carlos, one of the great pioneers. Mm-hmm. And so I've sort of imbibed these spirits, and indeed written into the music, into the musician's, you know, iPads, in the spirit of Stokowski.
Hear the whole interview with Richard Tognetti and Brian McCreath at classicalwcrb.org. This is WCRB in Concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Australian Chamber Orchestra, joined on stage by Paul Lewis for this next work, Mozart's 12th Piano Concerto. Lewis and the ACO have a long history performing together, and both have performed several times with the Celebrity Series. And according to Richard Tognetti, there's something very particular he and the orchestra are looking for in Mozart.
One thing that I really insist in Mozart is this humor thing. I don't mean just telling jokes, but to have this sense of humor that you get, or humorous attitude that you get, that sort of extraordinary lightness of being, and that you can tell incredibly serious stories through this lightness of being. And for me, that's so important with Mozart.
So tonight, through Mozart's humor and lightness of being, Paul Lewis solos with the Australian Chamber Orchestra and Richard Tognetti in Mozart's 12th Piano Concerto.
Thank you. Thank you.
Paul Lewis, soloing with the Australian Chamber Orchestra, Richard Tognetti conducting Mozart's 12th Piano Concerto. Stay tuned, there is more of Paul Lewis coming up. And the Australian Chamber Orchestra wraps up their concerts with the power of Beethoven. This is WCRB In Concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Australian Chamber Orchestra.